quite a magician, ain't you?" the reporter said, and taking off his hat, he swung it vigorously above the cube. The hat met nothing more resistant than air, and there with the reporter became the first of a series of professional gentlemen who came to scoff and stayed to wonder. The news spread rapidly, and the mayor was among the earliest of the dignitaries to arrive. He was followed by a committee of inquiry from the university, consisting of its president, the head of the physics department, the head of the chemistry department, an associate professor who was an expert metallurgist, the professor of astronomy, and their respective assistants, bearing scientific instruments of all kinds. "Here, gentlemen," the mayor greeted them, "is an incredible situation. This block of metal arrived in the Thompson's yard. No one knows precisely when, nor from where. There it remains, suspended in midair. Where did it come from? Why doesn't it fall? Will there be more like it? When will it go?" "One question at a time, if you please, Mr. Mayor," the president of the university said. "Let us first have the facts so far known, and then proceed with an orderly inquiry. Mr. Thompson, would you mind telling us whatever you know about this cube?" John Thomas's father obliged with a recital of the events of the morning, suppressing, however, the episode of hitting the cube with the spade. He did not want these people to know that he could lose his temper at an inanimate object.